Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge says measures to prepare for a possible terrorist attack must be taken, even in small communities. He expressed his view at a gathering of county officials last month.
We understand in the Department of Homeland Security that the homeland's secure when each and every hometown is secure.
That's a favorite theme for Secretary Ridge, and it has hometowns and rural counties competing for Homeland Security money. But some wonder whether rural places are really terrorist targets and whether limited funds should be spent to prepare and protect them. NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Rural communities might look to Tooele County, Utah, as a model of homeland security preparation. They could start in the county's Emergency Operations Center, where Information Officer Wade Matthews struggles to prop up a floppy mannequin, which wears rubber gloves and boots, a crinkly blue plastic chemical weapons suit, and mask and respirator.
He's separated at the waist, apparently.
This protective gear is distributed widely, says Carrie Sagers, Tooele County's Emergency Management Director.
I think we've issued between 250 and 300 of them throughout the county. All the law enforcement, the emergency medical services, and the volunteer fire departments, as well as our search and rescue personnel. We also have issued some to our hospital personnel.
This is extraordinary for a mountain and desert county bigger than Connecticut, with a population of 45,000. And there's more, including a command center lined with computers, an extensive communication system reaching the most isolated areas, warning sirens and electronic highway signs even on remote dirt roads, hazmat trucks for the smallest towns, emergency radio receivers in hundreds of homes, a network of weather stations to chart toxic plumes, and monitoring for symptoms of biological or chemical exposure.
And so I feel like that people are more prepared, and so they're not as anxious, maybe, as some of the others are when they, you know, hear about terrorism and possibilities of war and things that are happening around the world right now.
All the emergency training and gear cost $42 million. Tooele County gets that from a special federal program because it hosts the nation's largest stockpile of chemical weapons and an incinerator destroying those weapons. The nation has more than 2,000 other rural counties with 50 million people. And many want just some of what Tooele County's got, given the general threat of terrorism.
The next kind of event that we'll see in the U.S. is not another World Trade Center event. I think something will happen in a small town.
Ann Steves is director of community services in Coquille, Oregon, and founder of the Oregon Security Institute, a nonprofit group trying to marshal homeland security resources for rural places.
Al-Qaeda and groups like that get smarter all the time, and I think rural areas are a lot less protected, where we have less police on the streets, less fire personnel, smaller emergency management departments, and I think they, you know, could become primary targets.
The possible targets, Steve says, include rural seaports, international borders, massive dams, oil refineries, nuclear power plants, national monuments, military installations, and major power lines, fiber optic cables, transportation corridors, and pipelines. Rural areas might be flooded with refugees fleeing attacks in cities, including people infected with diseases or exposed to toxic substances. And rural emergency workers may be needed when cities are attacked, says Ken Murphy, Oregon's Director of Emergency Management.
Maybe the public safety agencies, the first responders, you know, they may be overwhelmed or they may not be capable of responding to it because they may be a victim. So if our rural areas are equipped to some extent to be able to deal with terrorism, then they could come assist the metropolitan areas.
Money for rural preparedness is available through Homeland Security grants, but some rural officials complain they don't have the budgets to maintain new equipment, support ongoing training, or continue new positions when grant money runs out. And many say they can't compete with big cities for funds. That's because major population centers are more appealing targets for terrorists, says Phil Anderson, who directs the Homeland Security Initiative at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
In all likelihood, they are still after the greatest symbols of American power. they understand what $1 trillion in economic impact results in for the United States. They understand how to create a fearful public. And you do that, quite frankly and terribly, through body counts. I can see no scenario that makes the rural area more attractive.
But rural public officials say they have to be ready because there are no guarantees. Jeff Falk is a spokesman for the sheriff's office in Glacier County, Montana.
There is no way that as a public safety agency you could come out or you would want to come out and tell the people around you this threat doesn't exist. We don't have to worry about being attacked by terrorists or terrorism. You know, there's always a possibility that venues may change as far as the terrorists go, and you never know.
Sporadic traffic traverses a sagebrush sea framed by snow-covered mountains on one of the few paved roads in Tooele County, Utah. And rising oddly at the roadside next to barbed wire fences are clusters of loudspeakers mounted on poles and electronic signs the size of blackboards. If every rural county was prepared like this one, the price tag could be $45 billion based on per capita costs. That's more than 10 times the proposed Homeland Security budget for towns, cities, and states combined. Rural public officials say they're doing their best to do what they can. Howard Berkus, NPR News.